With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. More counties in California are moving away from neighborhood polling precincts during the March 3rd primary in favor of vote centers. Kim Alexander of the nonprofit California Voter Foundation says the new centers,
while far fewer in number, are open over multiple days, are available to voters countywide, and can provide more services to voters than they could obtain at your typical polling place.
This will be the second election using vote centers for five counties, including Sacramento, Madera, Napa, Nevada, and San Mateo. Several other counties are making the switch for the first time this year. They include Butte, El Dorado, Amador, Calaveras, Mariposa, Fresno, Santa Clara, Orange, and Los Angeles. Contact your county election office or refer to your voter guide for locations of the centers in your county. The kelp forests off the West Coast are being decimated at an alarming rate by marine heat waves linked to climate change. That's the word from seven top marine scientists who just wrote an open letter about it, published in Science Magazine. According to Stanford professor Fiorenza Micheli, kelp forests are a sentinel for the health of the oceans.
We're seeing change that is happening very rapidly and on a very large scale, and it's affecting this ecosystem, and very little is being done.
Studies predict that unless the world stops dumping increasing amounts of CO2 into the atmosphere, marine heat waves will become the new normal by the end of the century. Micheli calls for better monitoring and more research to identify heat-resistant types of kelp that can be used for restoration. Off the coast of Northern California, 90% of kelp has died off in the past 5 years, which threatens many species of commercially important fish. Micheli believes that the United States must join other countries to tackle the ultimate driver of this problem, climate change.
Global action and addressing the ultimate cause of this problem, that is the most important part of this. Everything else is really just a way of buying some time.
She adds that California, Oregon, and Washington State need to coordinate efforts to restore damaged kelp forests, remove some of the sea urchins that are overfeeding on the kelp, and protect otters and other species that prey on sea urchins. A man sleeping in his bedroom was pinned against a wall when a car smashed through the house in Southern California. The man suffered only minor injuries after the vehicle barreled over a power pole through 2 yards and into the home in Riverside. The car almost completely entered the structure, rendering it uninhabitable. A fire official says the resident got very lucky. Police arrested the driver of the car, a 22-year-old man, on suspicion of felony DUI. Damage to the house was estimated at $200,000. 4 adults were displaced and went to stay with relatives. Highway construction along Interstate 10 between Beaumont and Cabazon will resume today, and Caltrans advised motorists to be prepared for lane closures during the nighttime and early morning hours throughout the week. The I-10 pavement rehabilitation project, dubbed the I-10 Tune-Up, is a three-phase project spanning nearly 20 miles from Pennsylvania Avenue in Beaumont to the Highway 111 interchange in Palm Springs. Daytime work, which is restricted to the eastbound median, is scheduled daily from 7 a.m. and 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, between 8th Street in Banning and Main Street in Cabazon, and includes no lane closures, according to Caltrans. A Las Vegas man who attacked family members in a brawl at Disneyland that was captured on viral video is going to jail. Avery Robinson was sentenced Thursday in Orange County to 6 months in county jail and ordered to attend a violence treatment program. He pleaded guilty to a felony charge and 13 misdemeanors ranging from assault to child endangerment. Prosecutors said Robinson fought with his sister, brother-in-law, and his girlfriend last July in Disneyland's Toontown in front of children, including his own, who can be seen screaming and crying on the video.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.